Of course, it depends on our practice of meditation before. Think, well, you don't have to think, you're on Bodhaya now. Think, Lord Buddha is under the Bodhi tree. He is smiling very happy at you. He looks at you non-judgmentally, non-critically. He is only desire and wish to bring about your liberation and bring about your happiness. He has no other motivation. He has one face and two arms in the form of a saffron robe monk with blue-black hair, long eyes, and a beautiful form, tall and lustrous, golden in color. And then you are facing Lord Buddha. On your left is your mother. Whether your mother is alive or not doesn't matter. Whether your mother has been kind to you in your thinking doesn't matter. But on your left is your holy mother, who gave you birth, who took care of you from the time you were born until now. No one is more kind to you in this life on a physical basis than your own mother, who is very holy and a very correct object of worship and an object of showing respect. On your left is your holy mother. On your right is your father, who protected and guided you, gave you wisdom, gave you the financial means to grow up, to get educated, to be taken care of. Behind you is the people who have been kind to you, relatives, friends, supporters, sponsors, people who advise you. In front of you are the people that you perceive to have damaged you, hurt you, done anything to bring unhappiness to your mind, physically damage you, mentally damage you, people who are out to get you that you perceive due to the power of one's karma. Those people, instead of in normal life, we keep behind us. We put them in front of us. We make them a very precious treasure, difficult to find. When others, out of jealousy, treat me with abuse, slander, and so on, may I suffer the same often degrees of others. When I come across beings who are overwhelmed by their negative karma, delusions, and afflictions, may I treasure them as I found a precious treasure, difficult to find, just like in the 8 verses. So those beings that harm you, that have harmed you, are in front of you, also facing Buddha Shakyamuni, who is one with your Guru. Above Buddha Guru Shakyamuni is all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the Yidams, all the Arhats, Dakas and Dakinis, and the enlightened Dharma protectors. And above them are all the Gurus of the lineage, starting all the way to India back up till now. All the holy great Indian masters, Indian Gurus such as Shantideva, Chandrakirti, Dharmakirti, up to the great Tibetan Gurus, up to your own very Guru now, all of them are up there. Think like that very clearly, as well as you can. I will take the refuge vows, and I will renew my vows at this time by reciting the refuge mantra. Think like that very strongly. I will hold my refuge vows, and any time I infract or damage my refuge vows by accident, unknowingly, or through the power of negative karma, I will purify them, and I will keep awareness. Taking the refuge vows doesn't mean that I become a bodhisattva overnight. Taking the refuge vows doesn't mean that I become a great person overnight. It doesn't mean I'm able to hold my vows perfectly overnight. What it means is I will keep awareness. I will have awareness. And I will practice awareness. And I will practice toward the goal of holding my vows as best as I can. I will not steal. I will not steal or take anything that doesn't belong to me. I will not beat. I will not kill. I will not order things to be killed. I will not initiate things to be killed. I will work my best towards becoming a vegetarian part-time or even the best full-time. I will not commit sexual misconduct in any way, shape, or form. I will not lie. I will not lie at any cost. I will not speak harsh words. I will not use harsh language to damage others, to bring about my own benefit, to bring about my own completion of my wishes. I will not use harsh words to anyone. And if sometimes I must use harsh words, I will use it with a gentle, loving, kind mind. Like a mother scolding a child out of love. The words are harsh, the sound is harsh, but the motivation is love. I will not criticize and create schisms. I will not separate people. I will not separate the Sangha. I will not separate master and student. I will not separate husband and wife. I will not separate brother and sister. I will not separate anyone. I will not create schism in anyone's mind. I will not create doubt in anyone's mind. I will encourage people to be together. I will encourage love. I will encourage togetherness. I will not be jealous of other people's good fortune. I will encourage it. I will not look upon my siblings. I will not look upon other people who have relationships and I feel jealous. I will rejoice. I will feel happy. I will let go. This is not a vow, but this is a hama. Hama in Tibetan means aside. Alright, extra. You will also think in your mind you will not take the vow, but you will take the vow of hoping to cut away intoxicants. Alcohol, tobacco, cigarettes, drugs, any type of intoxicants. Even it can be prescribed medication. I will cut away all intoxicants. I will achieve to cut away that. I will not take intoxicants. The money we use for intoxicants can be used toward charity, towards the poor, towards Mother Teresa and her activities, toward His Holiness the Dalai Lama, toward offering butterlands, toward the temples, toward the people who don't have food, toward beggars. I will use the money I use toward intoxicants for the benefit of others. Every day, I will do my best to make offerings for the three jewels. For any chance that I don't have time to make offerings for the three jewels, I will make the offering with my practice. By holding my vows, it is an offering to the three jewels. It is the best offering. It is better than butter lamps and water. I will make an offering of holding my vows, holding my precepts, controlling my speech, controlling my mind, controlling my body actions, as an offering to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. That is the best offering. Offering doesn't necessitate always a physical outer offering. It can be an inner spiritual offering to the three jewels. I shall respect the Sangha. I shall respect ordinary Sangha and ordained Sangha. I will make offerings to ordinary Sangha and ordained Sangha. I will respect my